sense of decorum. Sadie was always saying that he must get it from her Uncle Marcus, who still seemed to be a child at heart some days. Turning his thoughts back to Will, who was younger than him by 6 years, he sighed. He felt bad that things hadn't worked out for Will and Zoe, but it was good that they had known early on that it wasn't going to work. Of course, Tucker had his suspicions that Raven had intervened there a little, but he wasn't going to mention that to Will. Raven was known to be a bit of a troublemaker and liked to keep people off balance. Sadie's cousin Luke was a perfect example of this. Luke was an only child, and his mother, Priscilla Samuels, had doted on her and John's son. Until a couple of years ago, when Raven had become close with Priscilla, Luke had never really had to share his parents' affections. Though Luke and Raven were friends, there was a sort of sibling rivalry there, mostly on Luke's part. Raven knew how to get under Luke's skin and enjoyed doing so. Tucker cleared his throat and said to Will, "None of the letters are promising?" "No," Will answered with a grimace. "Joe said to respond to the one that stands out, but I tried that last time and look how that worked out. She ended up marrying someone else. Not that I'm complaining exactly. I knew it wasn't meant to be once I kissed her. There was nothing, you know? No zip, no zing, nothing." Tucker nodded. "I know, so you've said. I'm not sure what to tell you, Will. I feel bad about the situation. I know you're ready to settle down and have a family. Just keep looking, I guess." Will nodded. "Yep. Well, I better get out to the loading dock." He rose and left the office before Tucker could say anything more about it. He didn't want to talk about it anymore. Going out to the dock, he saw Tucker's father-in-law, Dean Samuels, driving his wagon up to it. "Hi, Dean," Will said. "How's things?" "Busy. We're getting ready to drive this group of steer to the fall sales, and there's other stuff going on," Dean said distractedly. Will noticed Dean's agitation. "Is everything okay?" Dean's shoulders slumped and he sighed as he rubbed his face with a hand. Then he looked around to see how close other people were. "Come here," Dean said, waving Will closer. Will jumped down from the dock and trotted over to the wagon. "What is it?" "Don't breathe a word of this to anyone, not Sadie, your brother, not anyone. I wouldn't say anything, but it might be good to tell someone outside of the family who can keep their mouth shut. I can't tell Joe because he'd blurt it out at some point. I know you know how to keep stuff to yourself." Will smiled a little. "Dean, you're rambling. I promise I won't say anything. What is it?"
"Tessa is pregnant."
Will's mouth dropped open, and then he shuddered again. "Are you sure?"
"We're sure. She's actually pretty far along. She didn't tell me until yesterday because she was afraid to. I noticed she'd been gaining a little weight, but I wasn't going to say something to her about it. You know how sensitive women are about that sort of thing," Dean said.
"Yeah, I know. When is it due?" Will asked.
"December. I don't know if I can do this, Will. We never planned on having any more kids after the twins, and they're almost 15 now. I love all our grandchildren and other people's babies, but to have one full-time again? Oh, Lord. Marcus is thrilled, but he's thrilled whenever anyone's pregnant. I swear that's his favorite part of being a doctor, delivering babies."
Will laughed. "Yeah, it seems that way."
"He's calling this a change of life, baby. On one hand, I'm happy, but on the other, I'm getting older, and well, you get what I'm saying," Dean said. "Tessa's a wreck about it. She's worried that she's too old to give birth, even though Marcus had told her that she'll be fine. I can't say it doesn't worry me, because it does. I don't want to lose another wife and child."
Will could see how upset Dean was and felt bad. "Dean, I'm not exactly experienced at this kind of thing, but I think you need to just take it one day at a time. She's healthy right now, and the baby's okay, right?"
"Yeah."
"Then concentrate on that. Tessa will calm down after a bit. She was probably just scared you'd be mad about the baby. You're not mad, are you?"
Dean smiled. "No, I'm not mad. How could I be mad about something I helped create?"
"Good. You know, it's not like you don't have plenty of babysitters. The twins can help just like Jack and Mike always helped with them, not to mention everyone else. You and Tessa will have to fight everyone else just to see the kid," Will said with a grin.